This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with Michael Vesely, CEO at Respilon Australia, that produces and markets products from nanofibers, with their most popular product being the face mask with nanofiber filter. Michael, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me today.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Good to catch up with you at last. So, to kick things off, we often hear about nanofibers from the media, but can you explain what does nano actually mean?
Yeah, sure. A nano, it's a billionth of a meter. So comparing nanometers to a meter, it's like comparing a tennis ball to the earth. So it's a big difference. Nanofiber is so thin and light that quantity of one slightly exceeding 1 gram could wrap around the entire earth along equator. And for example, 10 grams of nanofiber would be sufficient for stretching an invisible rope between the earth and the moon. So a nanofiber, it's extremely thin. Imagine human hair. Do you think it's thin? Yeah, of course it's thin, but the diameter of nanofiber, it's up to 1,000 times smaller. It's also 50 times thinner than the fiber of the softest wool. So when we're talking about nanomaterials and nanodimensions, it's very difficult to realize how nanomaterial is so small. So give you an idea, only 3 atoms of gold can fit in 1 nanometer. So another example of showing how the nanometer is small, it's sheet of paper. It's something we use every day. The paper is basically 100,000 times, yes, 100,000 times bigger than a nanometer. So we're talking about very, very, very small thing.
And thanks for that description and explanation there. Now, what are the main benefits of nanofiber membrane Respilon for the health protection?
So basically, Respilon, which is our nanofiber membrane, it's extreme dense network containing fibers with a diameter of 50 to 150 nanometers, depending on the product. And these fibers are very, very strong and form very strong structure. The combination of these features of Respilon can stop even the smallest solid and liquid particles. What does it mean in practice? It's that we can capture dust, smoke, pollen, viruses, bacteria, mold or mites or any other dangerous particles which have no chance penetrate through the pores of the membrane. On the other hand, we filter air with no problems, and we keep an excellent breathability of products.
And why is the mechanical filtration of viruses, bacteria, and allergens better than chemical filtration? Touch on that and the difference there.
Okay, I'll try to explain shortly. Chemicals usually need about 300 seconds to kill viruses, right? So when you use it for something like a face mask, disposable face mask, it's not just that you breathe the chemicals, but it's the time taking the mask to kill the viruses. And in the meantime, obviously, the viruses can penetrate. So our nanofiber mask use a completely different mechanism. So we basically use only pure mechanical filtration, which don't need any chemicals. It starts protecting immediately, and no viruses will penetrate through thanks to the density of the material. Also, when you use chemicals, obviously you breathe it in. Some people can be more sensitive to chemicals. So it means that you can get your eyes, skin, or respiratory system irritated because chemicals used for the face mask, they are usually pesticides, right? And so it's nothing good for the body. Nanofiber face mask, on the other hand, use hypoallergenic materials. You should not get any irritation. All our masks are made of polymers, which is something like plastic we use every day. So it's just a dense of plastic, so nothing which can harm you. Also, just to name few more advantages of nanofiber face mask, it's they capture all viruses and bacteria and have excellent face fit. If we're talking about the face mask, which most of the chemically used masks don't use, and they don't use a perfect face fit, so it means that you breathe the air around the mask and you basically are not protected.
Today we are joined by Michael Vesely, coming to us from Prague in the Czech Republic, CEO at Respilon Australia, that produces and markets products from nanofibers, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Michael, what kind of nanofiber products from the membrane are currently available?
At the moment, Respilon Australia is focusing on respiratory protection. So we offer products like RespiMask, which is disposable nanofiber face mask I have talked about. It's a great face mask you can use while traveling, especially these days when you have all the threats of Ebola and all the viruses, dangerous viruses while you're traveling. The next product we have, it's Respilon Air. Respilon Air is basically a multifunctional nanofiber membrane which is used in your windows. It's known as fly screen you may use, but we don't stop only flies coming through or insects coming through. We also protect people from smoke, dust, bacteria, pollen, rain, and many more dangerous particles which can be outside and penetrate inside if you don't have Respilon Air in your windows. And the brand new products we have at the moment, it's Respilon OD and Respilon SH, which are special materials which will be used in outdoor clothing and shoes. The main benefits of these materials are a great breathability, where we basically get on the top of very well-known material known as Gore-Tex. So we maintain a great breathability in compared to Gore-Tex, and it's basically a future of outdoor clothing. All our products are pretty much approved by Nelson Laboratories in USA, have CE certifications. RespiMask, especially the face mask, are reliable protection from coronavirus, Ebola, or tuberculosis. So that's about our products, pretty much.
In which situations can nanofiber face mask or the RespiMask protect our health, in conclusion?
Yeah, a RespiMask, it's pretty much made for everyday use. So we don't want to limit anybody by having a very bad fit of the mask. So we have an excellent face fit. You can use it while cleaning. If you are in the waiting rooms, in hospitals, or at the doctors, in maternity units. Also, you can use it if you are allergic or asthmatic. We have many customers which use this mask working in the garden because they are allergic, obviously, to many things. They can use respiratory mask to be outside with no problems, and they don't get any symptoms of the allergens coming through the respiratory system. So many of our customers use respiratory masks while traveling, gardening in smoggy conditions, especially at the moment traveling to China. It's a big challenge, but using respiratory mask, you can be easily protected and you don't have to have any worry about the air in, for example, in Beijing. You can use respiratory mask while you go to work and your colleagues are sick to protect yourself from getting sick.
Well, Michael, it certainly has been good to have had you, and I think the product is certainly helpful in time of sickness and disease and what the epidemics that we have globally. Where can listeners get more information on Respilon Australia and its products?
Respilon.com.au.
Well, very good. Well, Michael, we certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us today, especially from the Czech Republic this afternoon, and wishing you all the best and look forward to a future conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Great. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Michael Vesely, CEO at Respilon Australia, that produces and markets products from nanofibers, with their most popular product being the face mask with nanofiber filter. And for more information, simply visit respilon.com.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.